Lord, use us to pray for our city and the communities of Crestline, Blue Jay, and Daggett in such a way that there will be significant changes manifested, that we would read the news and shout for joy at what great things you did in these areas, that there would be a decrease in crime because of the transformation of lives by the gospel of Jesus Christ. A little bit about Crestline. It's population 9,000. It's near Lake Arrowhead and Twin Lakes, 20,000 tourists a year on average. They experience annual snow, and this year it left some people trapped in recent storms. They do have trouble with methamphetamine. 4 residents were arrested in February for operating a drug den. May there be more arrests and more containment, and that it would be completely removed. It is known for it throughout that region. Blue Jay has a population of 640. It's the entertainment center of the Mountain District. It's right next to Lake Arrowhead and considered kind of a part of it, but not. And it has no churches yet. Daggett is a population of 759. It's east of Barstow and it's home of the Calico Ghost Town. It's off the Route 66. However, the crime grade is D and they have no churches yet. Father, we lift up these communities. We pray for the leadership of the communities. Some are under county districts, some under city council. We pray, God, and or city government, local people. We pray for those who govern them would have wise and godly decisions for law enforcement and protection in the line of duty, that are elected officials, that they would come to salvation and serve the Lord in their jobs. We lift up the citizens for unity, commitment to minister to their community, a boldness in sharing the gospel for those who are believers. Open the minds and hearts of those who don't know you and need you, that there be no fear for the believer in speaking up, and that they would be quick to warn them about what's to come and plead with them to come to know Jesus, to present the gospel in such a way that people would be open to it. We pray for protection, especially in today's situations. We pray for protection in the neighborhoods where people do business. We ask for the blood of Jesus to cover the church grounds, the school campuses, around the homes, the streets, the walkways, the crosswalks, the government buildings, the parks, the malls, all the infrastructures for electricity, gas, water, sewage, garbage, and any other source that sustains our life, grocery stores. So, Father, we ask for your blessing in these areas. We pray for revival in them, and we pray, God, that we will see them in the news, reading good news about what you have done, in Jesus' name.